does this sound? Oh my god, I hated that.
Okay. Welcome to the Forest Podcast. My name is Der Schokozox.
Oh, my name is Der Weissox.
Oh, you get, my that's actually my new nickname. And I like it.
You can be a chocolate lady.
No, Der Schokozox.
Chocolate socks?
Yeah. No, chocolate Saxon. I'm just opening up my water.
Canned water.
They have that. It's more for military rations, though.
Oh, it's not for hipsters who are like, I don't like drinking boxes?
It's like, I don't like drinking the fluoride bottles of water.
That's fake news?
Debatable, because it says there's fluoride in, like, if you look at the bottles, and it says, like, fresh spring water, it normally has most fluoride in it. It'll be like 0.28 in 1 million parts per million. I don't know what that fucking means.
It means there's a lot of fluoride. Good. Or there is fluoride.
Yeah, I try to get zero fluoride because I was like, you know why they put fluoride in it, right?
Well, to whiten people's teeth or get them stronger.
No, it's mostly for teeth. It's just like in a pore.
Well, it is for teeth, yeah. Yeah. That's the whole point of fluoride.
But it occurs naturally in some places, but like, it's weird because like, we got to clean those people's teeth without them knowing.
Well, we're not going to tell cleaning. It's like, I think it has something to do with enamel.
Yeah,
like
making tooth decay
enamel
or something.
Not fly off when you drink a soda.
But I like less enamel because it makes the teeth taste better when you're consuming human flesh.
Oh, when your own teeth fall out and you have to eat it?
Yeah. Like a Tic Tac? Would you ever get a gold tooth?
No. What?
if you lost a tooth, you had the option, you're like, oh, I can get a gold tooth, would you?
No, I would probably replace the tooth with a regular tooth.
I think I'd get a gold
tooth. So that way people won't be like, why the fuck's like I got a gold tooth in Kitchener?
I think I would do it. Because then I would look like a fancy prince. They'd be like, that guy.
Or he looks like a crackhead.
Or that. He'd be like, that guy either looks like a pimp or...
Or he deals meth.
Yeah.
And he lost all of his meth teeth and he's got a cool gold meth tooth.
Meth teeth are pretty fun, though.
No, they're not.
They're not fun at all.
You ever been to Stratford?
You'd
be like that.
Have I? I'm actually trying to think. What's in Stratford?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah, no, I have been there. There's not a lot of meth. It's a really artsy town.
Well, it's also, like, the meth capital of Ontario.
Actually?
Well, Perth County is, like, all of Perth County.
Perth County sounds like it's a made-up place.
Sounds
like a Grand Theft Auto town.
No, it's more like farm town.
Welcome to Perth County, 105 News.
Pretty sure, not Elmer. It's, like, Elmira. Stratford and North. So all the other towns that people don't know, like Grand Bend.
Grand Bend isn't really a place.
Not anymore after that Snapchat I saw yesterday. Pretty sure those ladies are dead.
What happened?
And I see like Taylor's Snapchat where there's a little hurricane at the beach. They're like, oh, there's a couple like clouds coming in, and the next Snapchat is them in the middle of a hurricane. It's like, oh my god.
It's like they're fine.
I was very tempted to be like, are you guys dead? Like,
no, I don't have Snapchat. I don't have like any social media other than like.
That's true. You're like a what's called
human.
No.
Oh.
Not one of those.
Not a lizard person.
No.
Meta Knight?
Yeah.
Not Meta Knight. Those are the ones that are just normal, but they
Amish?
Just, Amish, that's the one.
I mean, I'm sure Meta Knights don't have Snapchat either.
No, I work with a guy. He's Amish. He doesn't talk much, but he does computer stuff, because I do computer stuff at work, so.
And he's like, oh, this is like a horse, right?
No, he reads a lot. He's really quiet.
That's probably because they don't have computers.
He's a Kobo, though.
That doesn't count.
So, like, yeah, it does. That's all I use. Because I bought a book, and it's, like, really, really thick. It's, like, 2 inches thick. And I was like, this would be so much easier if it was a Kobo. Because then, like, if I drop it, I won't get concussed.
I mean, if you drop it, you'll just break the Kobo.
No, then you just buy a new one. Because, like, they're only, like, what, $400?
Okay, Mr. 1%.
No,
I'll just buy another one.
I've had this Kobo for, like, 4 years. Oh. So it's, like, it's paid itself off.
I mean, I've had my iPad for, like, 10 years.
Yeah, but no one uses iPads anymore.
True. I haven't used it in like 4 years.
Except for artists, and they're like, I need to draw because I don't like paper.
I like only use it when I'm on like flights and I need like to watch a whole show, and I don't want to do it on my phone because phone is like 2 inches.
See, like I was going to do that, and I bought an Amazon tablet, and I just ended up...
That sounds like a waste.
No, it wasn't, because it was only like $30, and then like I downloaded all the whole TV show series. It was a pretty good series, and then season 2, I just wanted to see if it was working, and I tapped the episode like a week prior before my flight, and then it like did the thing where it deactivates the movies after you watch them once, and I was like,
oh,
you fuck. So I was like on the flight ready to watch season 2, and episode 1 of season 2 was just like not available, and I was like, well, do I just skip it And like I couldn't, so I just had to wait till I got home. Oh. And then I was very disappointed with that season.
Nah, I just illegally steal mine. Shh. Hmm? I steal mine. It's illegal.
Oh, I have like Netflix and Amazon Prime.
Well, I just do it offline because you don't have internet on a flight, so I like download a whole anime beforehand.
So like 10,000 episodes?
No, it's like 12. Anime is very short form.
I don't think so.
No, it's just like the children anime, like Naruto, those ones are like 900 episodes.
Yeah.
Most anime is like 12 to 24, and then it's just over, and that's it.
Oh.
It's not like Game of Thrones where they're like, season 8.
I like the Afro Samurai. It's my favorite anime. It's the only anime I can reference because...
Hardly.
It's only like 3 episodes long.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a whole season, but...
No, Afro Samurai?
Yeah.
No, it's like 3 or 4 episodes.
Oh, wait, that's the... No, never mind.
It's one with Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, that one. That one's not... I wouldn't really call that a real anime.
I don't know, man. It has anime in it.
Is it dubbed?
Yeah.
That's not real.
It was... I don't think it was initially dubbed. Because it probably made
in
Japan.
So you think Samuel Jackson spoke it in Japanese?
Yeah. Samuel Jackson initially did it in Japanese.
He did the original dub.
He did. It's pretty good because, like, it's anime. They have they kill people in it, and there's swords, and there's a black guy with an afro.
And it's also not in an anime art style. And
it is.
No, it's not. It's like
why wouldn't it be?
What do you mean?
It looks like anime. They draw it.
They draw it. Okay, yeah. So all North American cartoons are anime too?
Technically, Avatar: Last Airbender is an anime.
No.
Yep. Everyone agrees with me. Everyone in the world.
Frozen also an anime.
Frozen's 3D though.
They still drew it.
I don't know about that.
I bet the storyboards were in 3D.
Yeah. Well, Mad Max, Fury Road was all storyboards, so is that an anime?
Nah, it's a comic book.
Oh yeah, true.
It's a manga.
I think that was one of my favorite movies, though. Have you ever seen that? Mad Max, Fury Road?
No, is that the one with the bald chick?
Yeah, Furiosa. No. Furiosa? She's a furry.
She's a furry? Oh, speaking of furries, what did we just see yesterday?
Oh, friggin' Lion King.
Yeah, the live action, which I just put air quotes on, because it's 100% CG. But we're just going to keep calling it live action.
Well, they probably, like, there was some of the shots I was looking at.
I know, some of those I was like, I don't know if this could be.
Like, no, like, what they did with some of the shots, they shot it, and they just, like, threw in the CGI
put in the
characters.
CG lines.
Yeah, they're like, okay, this is a real place, but...
Yeah, like, I'm sure some of, like, the sets were, like, real.
Yeah,
but, like,
maybe.
I don't think any of the characters were...
Oh, 100% none of them were. They might have been based off something, but like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't a fan of it, but I've never really been a fan of Lion King.
Oh, well, yeah. Most of it's what people want is nostalgia, so...
Yeah. I never really liked it.
Next to me who's crying the whole time. It's like, okay, you knew it was going to happen. You knew Mufasa was going to get killed.
Yeah, it's like we've been foreshadowed. Not foreshadowed. Everyone has known
since
the 90s.
Been out.
Yeah. Like 3-4 times Hamlet, then there's the Japanese version, and then there was the American version.
Japanese?
Mm-hmm. It was before the one original Lion King that Disney made in, what was the 90s? There was a Japanese version.
Was there? Oh.
Yeah. Apparently. I didn't actually look into it more than someone telling me that.
More than me hearing it offhand from someone else's conversation.
Yeah. So I might be completely wrong, but I believe 100%.
I'm a very sound person to talk about this too.
Yeah, it's like I know a little bit of the information without doing any research. I would just regurgitate it.
And now I'm an expert.
Yeah, I'm an expert. I read a blog internet on why video games are terrible for guys.
You're a bully hunter.
I'm going to join that.
I don't think it'll work.
I think it's a flawless thing, bully hunters, actually.
No, it didn't work.
Anyway, back to Lion King. Lion King wasn't that great.
It was okay. I mean, the only thing I really didn't like was what they did to the songs, where they're like, remember Beyonce? Remember how she can riff? Let's do some of that in all of your favorite songs.
So remember Childish Gambino? Remember how amazing a singer he is?
I mean,
is?
He wasn't that bad.
No, he's an amazing singer, but like let's showcase that instead of just having the original song. Let's just showcase how amazing Childish Gambino is, because we already know he's just like one of the best ever, but it's fine.
It's true. So, I mean, he wasn't that bad in that movie.
I liked him. But to be fair, there isn't one thing I don't like him in.
What about... Yeah, you're right.
Like, Community was good. Except for the season which he wasn't in, which I didn't watch.
Is that the last one?
I think so. Like, Yahoo's like, we're hip, we're gonna buy this episode, we're gonna buy this whole franchise, and...
We know you guys really like this one actor, so we're gonna do it without him.
Yeah.
Because he's too expensive.
And then they're like, wait, why isn't this doing so good?
I don't know.
And then they realized that they were just all terrible at their job.
Yeah, I mean, that was a good casting thing. I don't know who they cast as Timon, like that prairie dog.
Yeah, I don't know either.
They cast him as like a Toronto gay, as very confused. They literally made him a stereotypical gay. Like, he had all the mannerisms. I was like, I don't remember Timon being that gay.
I don't actually know who it was, because I was trying to think. I was like, who does this voice sort of sounds familiar, but I don't know who it is. Oh, wait, Lion King.
Yeah, the only one that sounded familiar to me was cast. Pumbaa, obviously, because...
Yeah. The stoner look. Pumbaa is... Yeah, obviously.
I know who Pumbaa is.
We know who that is.
Timon, who's Timon?
Timon? I don't even fucking know who this is.
What's her name?
Whose phone is that? It's your phone. Billy...
Joel Armstrong.
Eschner? I don't know how to say that.
Is it a white guy?
Yeah, the one in the middle.
That's Beyonce.
No!
Oh.
Second row.
Oh, yeah, I've never heard of him.
What has he been in?
I don't know.
Why would they cast him? Like, there's like a star-studded cast. Like, we got Donald Glover, Beyonce, Seth Rogen, that one black guy from a couple of movies, John Oliver, Eric Andre, then Billy...
Wait, who was Eric Andre?
He was one of the...
The hyenas?
Yeah.
Oh, was he the dumbass one?
Yeah, of course. And like, I like how they're like, we got Eric Andre, but we're only going to give him, like, three lines. Because, like, we know I think if Eric Andre did anything, he would run with it. Wait, so Billy, I don't know how to fucking say his last name. Eichner? It looks like a German name, or it might be something else, but
it's
I don't.
Like Spanish, probably.
Probably. Producer, creator, Funnier Dies, Billy on the Street. Oh, is that the guy who just, no, wait, I don't know.
I've never
I think that's
that.
The guy that just, like, runs up to people who's like, want to answer this question for $1? And they're like, no, and he's like, fuck you.
Fuck you, get in the cash cab.
Yeah, something like that. He just does sketch comedy. So just, wait, what is his career? Live talk show in New York. Animated TV. Oh, he's on Bob's Burgers or one episode or something. Okay, whatever. He's no one, and I'm better than him. Because I decided. They should have cast me. I would have definitely...
Who would you have been? Who would you want to play in The Lion King?
I can't do Mufasa because... Well, I could if I did, like, my...
I mean, you got a kind of booming voice. You could probably do that.
I could, if I trained a little bit, I probably could do that.
You did, worked on your roar.
My roar. My yeet.
Oh, my God. There's one part... spoiler.
I think this movie's already been played out before.
Yeah, but what was it? It was Nala, and she, like, yeeted one of those hyenas. I was like, oh, my God.
I want to see more blood. This is what I was upset about. It was like the real.
I know they were having cat fights and none of them were getting any scars.
Yeah, like, it's like how do you get that scar initially if they're all invincible?
Literally, they got like shark skin.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But honestly, they should have had more fight scenes.
I don't know if that'd be very faithful to the source material.
It'd be exactly this. Exactly. Just
I mean,
like
this one already had more than the source. I don't think there was that whole hyena chase scene in the original.
I remember that there was a giant war between the elves and the orcs and the lions.
That might have been Kingdom Hearts.
That
was the Kingdom Hearts version of Lion King.
They did
fight the Ghost of Scar.
They did reference, which was pretty funny for a split second, how like Timon and Pumbaa, they were like, they're going to start singing Be My Guest. And I was like, ha, they pranked us. But they didn't. What's that song from, though?
That's from Beauty and the Beast.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Be my guest. You
yeah,
can see
the
my
little...
barrel chest.
What?
That's how that song goes, right?
Yeah, I think it's like not a chandelier, the candelabra sings that.
Yeah.
Belle. Because he's like, welcome to our home.
Yeah.
Have sex with the prince.
Have you seen the new live action Beauty and the Beast?
With Emma Stone? Or
yeah.
Emma
Watson?
No,
Emma Watson. Emma Stone.
No, I haven't seen that.
That one, I think, is pretty good, but I only watched it once, and then I never...
The original?
Yes, when I was a child.
Along with most Disney films?
Yeah, that's why I was like, we want more live action Disney! I was like,
I don't know.
Never wanted to watch the one again.
I mean, Mulan, I can find it, because like, I think they're changing it enough where it's probably going to be its own good
Eddie
movie.
Murphy isn't a dragon in it, so why would I even watch it?
It's being culturally sensitive, how could you?
Fuck that. China doesn't care about cultural sensitive.
That's
so
true, they're already making Ariel black. Who cares?
So like, why don't we just be like, fuck it, this is our movie now. So you guys didn't make it. We probably have like 5,000 Chinese people work on the animation, but we don't talk about that.
No, I think Disney was all white people or Jews. Yeah, no. I'm pretty sure it was all
no,
Jews.
No, that's only when Walt Disney was alive. Now that he's not alive.
Well, yeah, that's back when they made those movies though, right?
No, he died in like the 60s or something. I don't actually know.
If he died?
No, they froze him.
Exactly.
Right before he died. Right before they died, they shot him with a trank dart, threw him in a fucking freezer, and they're like, all right.
All right. Frank Dart probably would have killed someone if they were about to die.
I would slow down his organs so then he could go into
cardiac arrest and die.
No, slow down his organs enough so then he can be like those frogs when they freeze because they have very slow heartbeats, so that's why they survive the freezing.
I think it works better if you also do that gradually. Like, you can also boil a frog and it won't die instantly.
Really?
Yeah. Like, frogs, they have the kind of body temperature regulation where if you put a frog in, like, a room temperature pot of water, you can, like, bring it up to a boil and it'll survive for a bit and then die because you're cooking it. But, like, it won't jump out immediately because it doesn't even notice because it's like, yeah, it's just getting a little warmer.
I wish I could do that. Actually, do I wish I could do that?
No. No.
I don't know.
It would just eventually get hotter and you're like, it's kind of way too hot. Oh, I don't feel too good, Mr. Stark.
But like, what if
pass out on the sidewalk?
Then you go in a hot tub and you'd be like, "This is fine." And you then get like third-degree burns all over yourself.
You come out fucking boiled.
You're like, "Oh, I got a little tan, a little water tan."
A little water. That's possible. Just boil someone, give them a nice tan on the water.
I don't know.
I don't think it's how UV rays work, but yeah.
It might. Honestly, I'm not a scientist, but I think that's exactly how it works.
If I shine a flashlight on myself long enough, it'll tan me.
If it's a bright enough flashlight.
I mean, it might just burn you at that point. I don't know about the tan.
You might get a tan. What if they probably... Well, what are those solar beds? Those are really bright.
Solar what now?
The solar beds.
Are you sure you're not thinking of a water bed?
No, the white people lie in them in the gyms. A
tanning bed?
Yes. Solar beds.
Solar bed.
I've never gone in one. I've only seen them.
I know, I see them at my gym all the time, and I'm like, I don't know if I trust that.
People are like, I gotta get a tan. It's like, why? It's like, I gotta get that vitamin D. It's like, well, you can just go outside. It's like, fuck you.
I don't even know if that actually gives you vitamin D.
Apparently it does, but it also gives you cancer.
Yeah,
so
you can just overdose on vitamin D and just get skin cancer. It's fine.
Well, just getting blasted with UV rays is probably not ideal in concentration.
Just put on tan and oil. That fixes that, right?
Yeah, I always never understood that, where I'm, like, at a beach with friends who are like, all right, gotta put some tanning oil on. It's like, you're literally just putting olive oil on. You're literally cooking yourself, you idiot.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It's like, oh, we need a nice, healthy glow. It's like, no, you're gonna fucking get cancer and die.
Yeah, you're glowing red.
Yeah.
Nice, healthy glow, like the Xbox Red Ring of Death.
Yeah, and the next day, they're like, why am I so burnt? It's like, oh, I would have never guessed. wonder if that was preventable at all.
I mean, white people are just really good at forgetting to put it on all the time. Like, oh, I'm going to Wonderland. I know it's outside all day, but I don't need sunscreen. Yeah. Also, why are my arms burnt now?
Yeah, like, why do I have third-degree burns on my shoulder and head? It's like, I should have worn a hat.
I have a sandal tan line.
Yeah.
A Burke tan line. It's just a square in my foot.
No, only classy people have Burks. That's why I got a pair.
I mean, white people are getting there.
Only white girls. Yeah. The basic kind.
Are there even any Burke stores around here? Can we get any of those?
I think there is one, but they're like super overpriced, so I never
like buy them. It's just all overpriced in North America.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, they're fancy, they're European.
They're cork.
Yeah.
They're like, cork with some rubber.
They're literally the cheapest materials possible, but for some reason we're going to make
them expensive. Oh, the straps are leather.
So, oh yeah, the leather stripes is so good, so tasty. What is that store that sells the Burks? I can't remember. I think it's
Superstore.
Maybe.
I feel like I see them advertising it all the time.
It's one of those like shoe stores that you're like, who actually buys stuff from here?
Factory Shoe.
No, it's like the ones inside the mall. They're like really small.
Oh yeah, I mean they also have them at like the farmers market. Because you know, we farm Burks.
I haven't been to the farmers market in so long because it's so useless.
The Burke farm, yeah.
No, it's a normal farmer's market. Because they're like, oh, I can buy vegetables. It's like, I don't do that shit.
I mean, St. James is way more than vegetables at this point. That like,
yeah.
They like literally turned into a little mall.
But it's actually too far. It's too far for me.
It's not far from here.
It's like 30 minutes.
Well, then live closer.
It's too far. I don't
move out of your parents' house.
No. Pussy. No.
No, I love free rent.
I love free rent. I love free food.
And I love 27-degree house.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I'll take that. I'll take the heat over having to pay for things.
You're fucked, bud. Fuck that.
No, to be fair, I have a pool. So when I get hot, I jump in the pool like an elephant.
And then you get out and you're like, I'm wet.
Yeah, I have to dry off.
And then you have to sit in your room all fucking wet and gross.
No, I don't even know where I'm going to sleep tonight because I'm painting my room and I can't sleep in my room if it's all painted.
Sleep outside.
True.
It's going to be some nice rain.
Molested by mosquitoes.
I mean, we're in the city. It'll be fine.
No, they're even worse in the city.
Oh, just put up a net.
Because for some reason we're like, you know what? Let's keep these pools of water, stale water, just spread out throughout the city. And then they're like, why do we have so many mosquitoes?
Well, we need fountains in them.
No, well,
or the rich people got to stop having pools.
No, it's not that. It's like, you know those, like, actually, like, those, like, bodies of water that they'll just have on the side of the road for some reason?
You mean potholes full of water?
No, the ponds. There's, like, these random, yeah, the potholes are pretty, actually, they're not bad this year.
No.
A couple years ago, they were
pretty. I mean, people say ours are bad, but then you go to, like, Montreal, and you're like, These people are actually poor.
Yeah, you're like, oh, isn't this where most of our government resides? Well, you should figure they'd fix
why,
that.
Why are my tires all flat after driving to Montreal?
So why do I have no bottom in my car?
Yeah.
Just honestly, all gone?
Like, you can tell when you get to Quebec, because, like, the second you cross the border, the roads just get infinitely worse.
Yep. I don't understand that, because, like, in there, too, you can have, like, nice cars from, like, you can import cars from Japan a lot easier than you can anywhere else. So you can get, like, proper sports cars, but, like, the roads are shit.
Yeah, you can drive them over a pothole and bottom it out. It's very nice.
They have a lot of their regulations on, like, race cars, I'm pretty sure, are more lax, too. So you can go to, like, a racetrack in your mom's Honda and just go yeet, skeet, skeet, bang, bang into a wall, and then destroy it because you think you're a good race car driver when you're not.
And you think you're invincible, but you're actually 17 and now you're dead.
Yeah. How's that beer?
I mean, it's okay. It tastes like a beer.
I don't even know what it is. Is it?
It's really bitter. What
yeah.
Does it say? Hoppernate. I think I'm dyslexic.
It's okay. You got it.
Oh, Hopperation Smash. I see. New. Oh, it's an IPA. That's why I don't like IPAs.
I just went to at the beer store, how they have all those like fancy different
craft beers.
Yeah, I just like grabbed a whole bunch of random ones, and I was like, these look cool.
The craft beers, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think this is one of mine.
No, that one, I think that looks like a normal beer.
I think my dad grabbed this one, and I was like, this looks like a beer.
Cool.
That I would've... Well, it definitely has a German flag on it, so he definitely did get it.
I don't know. I like those ciders we got. Those are pretty good.
Yeah. I don't have any more of those.
Like
those
Mad Max or Mad Jack or whatever.
Mad Jacks, I think, was... I don't actually remember.
The fruit punch one actually just tasted like fruit punch.
Yeah, you're like, whoa, you can get drunk off this, and then...
And then you pour it in a glass, you're like, oh, it's fizzing.
Yeah, it's fancy. It's fancy cells, balls. Okay, well, let me take a swig of this one sec. Okay, that's a pretty tasty beer. I had some things I wanted to talk about, but I forgot.
Abortion.
No, we don't do that. We don't talk about that here, because there's no such thing as abortion.
It's something created by the Liberal government to get a rise out of its fan base.
Did I talk to you? Did I already tell you about the Area 51 people that are, like, was seriously going about
Oh,
it?
Yeah. No, those people, yeah. Those people are a little fucked.
Yeah, you can watch some of the YouTube videos of people who are legitimately, like legitimate conspiracy theorists about Area 51, and they're,
yeah,
like...
People who are, like, legit, like, yeah, they're actually hiding secrets in there. They're hiding aliens.
They're like, yeah, they're hiding... Yeah, it was actually, like... I watched a video, and the guy was so emotional about it. He's like, I know the government's hiding these aliens, man. Like, they're hiding some UFOs and shit. And the wife's like, yeah, they're hiding UFOs! But they're like a pretty young couple. They look like they're, like...
In their 20s?
Yeah, like, 25. And I was like, oh my god, these people are retarded. And it's like, yeah, we go to Area 51 border to, like, almost every day. And it's like,
yeah,
need a new hobby.
I'm sure it's not just, like, a regular military base where they're just making, you know, actual military equipment that they don't want the rest of the world to know about.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely aliens.
They're hiding the spirit. They're hiding the conspiracies of the aliens. It's like, or take it in. It's like every other military base where they don't show everything they do, because no military base around the world shows everything
what?
They do.
What do you, I don't understand. That's wrong.
So I was like, oh.
It's the Soviets. They're hiding aliens.
So I will, to be fair, if any government were to have aliens, the Soviets would make most sense solely because the USSR is so freaking massive.
Yeah.
But they're also like, it's much easier to suppress people in Russia because you just shoot them in the back of the head and no one asks questions.
And nobody asks about any questions about it either.
So that guy's dead. It's like, that's a normal thing.
Yeah, he's like, oh, he's probably gay.
Yeah, like, he's probably gay or black.
Oh, no. It's still legal to be gay in Russia?
Of course.
I have a feeling, yeah.
They had camps, and they're like, Putin, do you have any gay camps? And he's like, nah, man.
No, those
like,
don't exist. They're
I
all
guess
dead.
Guess he's not lying. Well, Putin would never lie about something like that.
No, no. Well, they don't have gay camps. They just killed them, so they don't have to put them anywhere.
So, yeah. It's what a time to be alive in Russia.
Or not. Or dead. Very good time to be dead.
See, I wouldn't mind visiting Russia, but I also don't want to die.
I was going to say, I definitely can't visit Russia.
But you could.
I don't want to risk it. I'm okay.
They won't
know.
They
find my grinder.
Let me inspect your asshole.
Oh, it's very tight. Okay, he must not be one of them.
Oh, no.
What is this?
What is this box of dildos you're carrying around with you? You're going to jail.
It's for a comedy skit.
Some of
those we talk about strangers.
I was watching a video on Russian jails, and it's basically just like, fend for yourself.
Oh no! I mean, that's kind of what it is here, apparently, right?
I don't know. I've never been to an American or North American jail.
I've never been to jail. Period.
No, I've never been to jail.
Not yet. It's the first for everything.
I probably would go to jail. I don't know. What crime do you think I would go to jail for?
Nothing.
I'd probably speeding.
Oh, yeah, actually.
Car racing. Yeah, I could definitely see
this. This man was going 150 over?
This man was going 250, or not 250, that's a bit ridiculous.
This man was
210 in a school zone.
He hit the speed bump and he went flying.
It's like, I want to see how far I can go in the speed bump. Into a house.
He's also on his way home from the strippers.
At 4 in the afternoon. when school's out.
On a Thursday.
Oh, speaking of which, you know what I was thinking about was really weird? The strip club by our house, Roxanne's.
Mm-hmm. The really nice one.
Has all-you-can-eat pasta on Tuesday.
Wait, really?
And I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know. I feel like I worked with a guy when I worked at Swiss Chalet who... Because you know how that Swiss Chalet is down the street?
Yeah.
From Roxanne's?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd always go after work. And apparently Tuesday is really good for tacos. Because they got really good tacos, apparently.
Well, I think they changed it up now.
Like Taco Tuesday.
Which would make more sense at a strip club. Yeah. And it's funny.
I mean, tacos.
Looking at tacos. Boy, I love tacos.
Boy, oh, shit, it's dicks tonight.
Don't know, it's the first whatever day, gay night of the week.
No, I think it's like the last Sunday is well, it's not gay night. It's women's night. They don't even let gays in there, apparently. It's very rude.
That's sexist. It's 2019.
It's true. We got to go all the way to Toronto to get some poon.
Go on the internet.
Where? Wait, what? What's that?
The internet has porn.
What?
I know, people don't realize that. Some girls, like, have you ever noticed that on your Facebook? I don't know if you've had it, but I've had it a couple of times, where some girls will just, like, sell their nudes. Like, selling my nudes!
I don't know who you follow on Facebook.
Oh, I just have some of the girls I went to high school with, they're like, selling my nudes, come buy my nudes. And I'm like, you realize I could just, like, go online and find, like, browse a billion nudes, and there's probably, like, a handful of them that will look close to the girl that I'm trying to...
It's true. I could probably just do a nice face swap, do, like, a deep fake.
Yeah, just do a deep fake. And then they'll be like, oh, well, you're selling your nudes, but I'm selling the sex tapes of you.
Yeah. With a nice deep fake. Look at this big black dick in you.
Oh, God.
Big black bukkake butt sex.
Oh, no. That's
some cool alliteration.
Why did Japanese invent the bukkake? Okay, let's not get into that.
I don't know. They invented a lot of things. Who knows?
That's a question I probably don't want answered.
I know they did invent tentacle porn. Do you know why they did that?
Yeah, because the tentacle is not a penis.
Yeah.
They don't have to censor
sex with a tentacle.
I don't know. Japan's a pretty cool place. I wouldn't mind visiting it one day. But I'd probably just stay in, like, a sex hotel.
They're called love hotels.
They're cheaper.
They're classy.
They're cheaper than normal hotels.
It's true. And they're also really cool. Like, they have a cool-looking bed. No, they clean them.
Oh, yeah, I guess...
Allegedly.
Japanese people are probably pretty good at cleaning.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going there. They have got some nice restaurants. Because, like, all you ever see on, like, Facebook is, like, those cool cafes where they have, like, oh, it's a Resident Evil-themed cafe. You eat brains out of a brain thing. It's rice. Yeah. Or you go to a maid cafe.
I want to go to one of those places where they just get someone to give you a hug and you pay them for that. I was like, that was nice.
If you went to that here, it would turn into bang.
Yeah, that's a downside because, like, here we sexualize everything.
It's true.
Which is really annoying because you're like, what was I watching? I was watching a music video because this is a music video from, like, the early 2000s before we super sexualized everything. And it was kids dancing, and some of the guys in the room were like, whoa, that's so disgusting. That 10-year-old is dancing. Wow, like, that's fucked. And it's like I'm pretty sure she's just dancing. She's like, so, well, she's wearing shorts. It's like...
okay, you see what the kids wear now? It's like, kids back then, they wore, like, knee-length shorts and, like, full, like, turtlenecks with them. Nowadays, it's like, oh, I guess booty shorts are fine for a 9-year-old.
It's like, what do you mean I can't wear my G-string? I'm 13.
Mom, I'm ready for the full bra.
It's like, but you're a boy.
Can you stuff it, please? Oh, you don't say that.
I sexually identify as a girl. You're a 45-year-old man. I'm 13.
Wait, on the inside.
Wait, what if a pedophile sexually identifies as a child? Does that make him a pedophile?
Yeah, because age is something you can't change. That's just how old you are.
I don't know. Tell that to Justin Trudeau.
I mean, that's like the same people who are trying to be, what, transracial? No, that's not how that works.
That's the thing. I sexually identify as an Asian man.
No, it's not. You. I don't know. Rachel Dolezal is trying to be like...
I racially identify.
Lady. Do you know who Rachel Dolezal is?
Yeah, I watched like an interview, and then her son, who was actually like... I think her son's a light skin or something because she banged a black guy.
Oh, probably. She's like, yeah, I want to marry a man who's like me.
Yeah, and then he's like, I just want her to stop. And I was like, oh my God.
I mean,
this poor fucking kid, because he's probably going to school. So and like, the kids
mom
are like,
dreadlocks. And she's a black lady.
His It's like, the kid's like, your mom's not black. He's like, I know, she's fucked. I would hate that. Oh, it's like, what do you even do at that point? You're like, my mom's just, like, mentally handicapped. Like, there's nothing I can do about it. Like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Just try not to get in her way.
And she was, like, the leader of, like, a, I don't even know what kind of group. Like, a black people group.
Black Lives Matter? I don't know.
Maybe it was that. I don't know. Or black people against the police. Probably something like that.
Transracial rights.
I don't know. But if I had to identify as a race, even though the question wasn't asked, I would definitely choose Chinese because they're taking over the world.
Are they?
Well, they're the global economy, yeah.
Well, yeah, but I don't really, they're worth it. Work ethic is much too much for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't work like that.
They have, like, one of the highest suicide rates because people are like, yeah, it's a little much. And these Korean shooters aren't doing it for me anymore.
Korean shooters, what does that mean?
Like, Black Desert Online, isn't that what they play?
Oh, yeah, they play that shit like that.
Yeah, they have this one specific shooter that they all play. Like,
yeah, I remember.
They all like Chinese people because they don't have a lot of video games because their government's like, don't do that, work harder.
Government's like, this is, you're no fun. No you fun. Have to work.
Also, no skulls and no killing and no violence, no decapitations. Oh, yeah, I think another thing was like, there's a lot of, you can't do like body horror. Like, I know, like, Crash Bandicoot got very censored, at least in Japan.
Why?
Because, like, you know in Crash Bandicoot, when you, like, get crushed, you get, like, turned into a xylophone?
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't happen in Japan, because apparently there's, like, a serial murderer who, like, crushed people like that.
Oh.
And they're like, let's not bring up similarities. Same with, like, decapitation, they don't do that there. So, like, in Resident Evil, if you blow off a zombie's head, it's just, you know, doesn't it's happen. Gone? Yeah, no, it doesn't happen.
Oh. That's silly.
Like, here, we're just like, yeah, just fucking decapitate, it doesn't, bang.
Well, cause, yeah, here we have school shootings, so we don't really think of that as anything bad.
I don't know if that's the problem.
That's exact correlation that, like, I'm taking.
Very desensitized to everything.
Yeah.
Whereas Japan's like, maybe we should try and help the children.
Yeah, here we're like, fuck the children, and then some guys fuck the children, and we're like, not literally!
Okay, don't.
It's like, don't stop it!
Oh, he meant kill the children. Okay, gotcha. No.
I want to go to Vegas, but I don't want to get... I don't want to get fucked up.
I just don't like going to America, really.
I do like going to America because America's pretty cool.
It is for a bit, and then you live there and you're like, oh, it's kind of dangerous.
I don't know. I went to rural America for 2 months. And that's, yeah, it was probably the coolest time abroad I've had in a long time because people there were super chill. Americans were like,
because everywhere I've been, they're not super chill.
To be fair, I also went to, I was like working at a rich kid camp. So I only got to talk to rich kids. It was pretty sick.
I was going to say, when we went for like one of our IMAT talks, we always go to like Ohio. And I'm pretty sure this in a mall one time. And I was like walking by someone and they hit me and they're like, watch where you're going. It's like, okay.
It's like,
very cool. And also the people in there like are just not very, they're not good at customer service. They're just kind of like, yeah, what do you want?
Yeah, well,
it just depends where you go.
I find the smaller the town in the States, the friendlier the people are. Because if you go to a big city like New York, people will do anything to fucking condescend you or just basically just not be in your face. They don't want to deal with your shit at all. But if you go to like a small town, where I went to a small town in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
And it was like Amish country. And like, so every gas station you go to, people, like, I honestly, when they're assuming, because I watched a lot of American movies, everyone was going to be racist. I thought, like, I was walking a shop and like, look at that Negro. And I was like, it wasn't the case at all. Everyone's like, oh, how you doing? Where are you from? Your car is funny looking. So are you. You want some juice? And I was like, hell yeah, I fucking love juice. And then,
yeah, I love juice.
No, they can't say that there.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
We're in Pennsylvania. But no, it was pretty cool, because Pennsylvania is a place where they filmed Amish Mafia, which was a totally real show.
I'm sorry, what now?
you ever see that show on Discovery Channel?
No.
Because Discovery Channel is for small or big brain people now.
Big thinkers only?
Yeah, big thinkers only. So they had like a TV show. I don't know how long it ran. I think a couple seasons. It was Amish Mafia. It was just a complete bullshit fake TV show about what? Amish people being in a mafia.
What? Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Because, like, if I was in that case, I'd be like, bro, I just roll up with, like, a couple of hood-looking niggas and some gas and shit, some whips and chains, and own that country.
Oh, no.
Own that Amish place.
Yeah. No.
I have an Amish wife. I don't know. How long do you think you could be Amish for? Like, probably just properly
like,
Amish?
Probably, like, 1 day. I very much like technology.
If I could have books, I could probably do it for, like, a week.
Yeah, I couldn't. I'm not like that. I'm an internet kid all through and through.
I do watch a lot of YouTube, so I'd be like, I just get people to, like, relay the news and then just act it out for me. Act out my favorite Rust videos. Just get two just get two naked guys swinging rocks at each other.
Out in the field, yeah.
Yeah. And then just try to build forts.
I could do Rust in real life.
It'd be a pretty good TV show. Dude, I wonder if they're ever going to do that. Rust is, like, actually putting a lot of, like, cinematic stuff into the
video game. Are they making a story mode?
No, they're, like, putting, like, so you can make, like, more for creators, more, like...
Or, like, Minecraft animations.
No, like, so you can do, like, more animations.
Like Machinima? Just, like,
yeah.
Oh.
So we're going to get Minecraft... Or, no, we're going to get Minecraft. We're going to get Rust Machinimas now.
Oh, cool. I love Machinima.
I don't.
I like when they make Minecraft music videos. It's my favorite.
I love those. That's all I used to do. What was the one I was listening to? It was the Gamers National Anthem.
Oh, that sounds kind of...
Oh, it's like, I'm mining! Was it the one that's like, I don't know the original song. It's like a rap song.
Oh.
Why don't I see... No, 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 no. Mining. Mining. I'm mining.
Minecraft.
Minecraft's... Oh. Have you ever read that? Uh-uh. I want to read it one day.
Is it in German?
You can get an English translation.
I don't think it translates properly, probably. German never does.
Well, you get a gist of it. You're like, okay, this guy really does not like Jews.
Oh, he's really mad he didn't get an art school. Oh, fuck.
I wonder, like, how upset he was. I wouldn't be that upset. Actually, no, I'd probably be pretty upset.
I mean, if a Jew was the reason you didn't get in, he'd probably be upset.
Was it? Was that the case?
I think that's what happened, was because he didn't get in because of the Jews or something. I don't know.
Maybe that's just one of the scapegoats, because his mom was Jewish probably, or something, honestly. Right?
I don't think the Jews actually really did anything. They're probably just living their own lives, and Hitler's like,
these motherfuckers, and they're like, what did we do?
We're just trying to live our lives, bruh.
So you're just mad because, well,
you're just mad because you're bad at art, and you got one nut.
I heard it because at the time, the Jews were very good with money, and they kept opening up shops and whatnot, and the shops would do well. And they're like, see, they own all the money because they're doing well and they're good with their money. So it's their fault.
It's their,
like,
fault the economy is booming.
Yeah. It's their fault that we're doing so well and they're holding all the money. It's like, well, couldn't you just train somebody to? It's like, fuck you.
Fuck you. I don't want to work harder.
Yeah.
Smarter.
All the immigrants are stealing our jobs. And then, like, the jobs are just like, bro, we're still here, fam.
Yeah.
So they're like,
all the minimum wage jobs are gone. But it's like, yeah, and, like, you can still make some big money.
I like the one.
Oh no! All the McDonald's jobs are gone. Oh no!
I like the one. It's just like, what's that Ozzy Osbourne chick from on the View? It's like Ozzy's daughter.
Sharon.
I don't fucking know. It's the daughter.
I thought it was the mom who was on the View.
Fat daughter with the lesbian haircut.
Oh wait, isn't that aren't they trans?
I don't care. But she's like, they were talking about immigrants. It's like, so you guys really don't like immigrants. What are you gonna, like, who are gonna clean your toilets? If there's no immigrants, and everyone's just like, oh, you can't say that.
It's like, ooh, that's true. She's right, but you can't say that.
You can't say that, because, like, we're not, all my, to be fair, though, last housekeeper I had, which was when I was, like, 8.
Well, you got the fucking 1%, bring that up again.
No, we had housekeeper, then my parents were like, you guys are becoming too fucking lazy, so we're not doing that shit. They were Portuguese.
Yeah.
Weren't even Mexican, they were Portuguese, and they were very nice. They cleaned my room. And now my mom's like, why is your room always messy? It's like, well, we don't have a housekeeper anymore. What do you expect?
The toilet's gone.
Yeah, it's like, what do you expect? You expect me to clean this shit? You raised me with my room getting cleaned by a maid, and you expect me to clean my room now?
I mean, to be fair, your room is pretty bad.
To be fair, I also had a maid most of my life.
I don't think that's a good excuse.
That's my excuse.
I'm sorry, I was too rich my whole life. I don't know how normal society functions.
Exactly. Not my fault.
I
was entitled, born with a silver spoon in my butt.
You're scooping my poop out. I didn't even have to do it myself.
That would not be fun.
We had coffee enemas every day.
But I do remember, I remember my Hot Wheels would go missing every once in a while. Pretty sure that girl was stealing my Hot Wheels, giving it to her nephew or something. But I remember my Hot Wheels shell truck. It's gone.
Shell? Oh. I mean, we had Hot Wheels, but I didn't really know any of them because I'm not a car kid.
And no, it was a shell. It was like a Shell oil truck.
I know. I know what you're talking about, but, like, I know I had Hot Wheels, but I don't know what happened to them.
I remember.
Do you still have all your Hot Wheels?
No, I don't have any of my toys. I'm an adult.
Wait, you don't have your Bionicles?
I would lose my shit so much.
I'm pretty sure I have a box of Bionicles in my room.
I had a box of toys.
And they're all my dad's.
And I had a box of toys and they're all gone now.
It's because my dad is like me and like my mom, where he's like, we're just going to hoard everything.
Yeah.
We don't throw things out in this house because we could be using it in 20 years.
Yeah, I normally just throw shit out. And I'm like, have I used this in the last month? And no, okay, in the garbage.
Okay, bye. Sentimental? Yeah. More like gay.
I only have like a handful of sentimental things, but I'm still like, I don't care too much about it.
Let's go in your special secret box.
I don't have a special secret box.
Along with the first condom you ever used.
Oh god, that's gross. I have like 3 or 4 shit drawers though.
Ew. What, is that like a pee drawer?
No, it's just drawers. No, it's drawers with random. That's what the fuck. Drawers with random shit in it. You know. You're like, but like they're shit drawers packed to the brim, but you know exactly what's in what. You're like, oh, I need my USB audio card that's like a 1 inch by 1 inch is tiny. And just like,
that's in the bottom drawer.
Yeah, he's like, oh, it's in the bottom drawer right there. It's
in
like,
the bottom drawer underneath my CD holder with all the Harry Potter PC games.
I need that audio splitter. It's like, oh, I know it's in my top left drawer, right under my binders. It's like, fuck. But they're useful. No, they're not. I need to organize that shit. I'm doing my whole room up again right now. I'm doing like a whole forest mural on one wall. Excuse me, and we're burping. I'm gonna be burping in like every fucking like Rick and Morty.
That's fine. Oh, I love Rick and Morty.
Rick and Mortis. back to my room, which is very important.
That is important.
Studio foam on one side, and then a forest mural on the other.
And a big printout of a naked lady on the other.
I don't think my parents would like that.
I've been thinking about getting like, you know, those like anime wall scrolls.
Oh,
I
kinda
want to get one of those for here.
Yeah, I want to get a Japanese love pillow.
I mean, I already have one of those pillows. I just need a pillowcase, but they're fucking expensive.
No, like, the pillows are expensive. The pillowcases aren't expensive.
I don't know. I was looking into getting like a naked Attack on Titan a pillowcase, and they were like $80. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
I just wanted a normal one that wasn't naked, but there is. You know how hard it is?
I do, because I wanted people to walk into my room and be like, what's that?
I just wanted, because I was like, when I was into Overwatch a lot.
Oh, you wanted a Tracer butt pillow?
I just wanted like a Mercy or something. I want to get a Mercy pillow, but you float up, Mercy's naked, and you're like, I can't have that.
Why not?
You bring a girl over, she's like, oh, you like Overwatch? You're like, yeah. She flips it over, she's like, oh. really like Overwatch.
What you should do is you get one of those mouse pads.
Oh, with the like boobs?
You with the boobs or the butt. Yeah. They have a lot of Tracer ones. Or there's like a really long one I remember seeing that's just all of them naked, and I was like, ooh.
Maybe get that one because I need a long mouse pad because I play with I play with my shoulder, the one where you friggin' throw your mouse around the room.
Low sensitivity.
No, but like there's a no. Yeah, I play with my shoulder instead of my wrist.
Oh, I don't know if there's a name for that.
It's being good.
Oh fuck you! Just because that's how all the pro players play. They play on one sensitivity. Basically.
Yeah, I normally do. I play at
like 1100 DPI.
When I go on sweaty mode, I'm like, or sickle mode. It's like, all right, 200 DPI, lowest sense possible, and
biggest mouse pad possible.
Yeah, and in order to do 180, you have to throw my mouse across the house. Wall. Yeah,
it's like, man, that's basically how John plays. Yeah. He's got that big mouse pad too.
It's good for accuracy, but probably not good for your shoulder.
No, really not. I mean, as long as you play in a comfortable position with your arms at a right angle next to you.
I definitely don't. I have a really bad chair.
Oh.
I need a new chair.
I'm pretty sure you don't even like have a... Aren't you sitting in like a dining room chair?
No, I used to. I upgraded. I got a office chair that was given to me by like my uncle. He's like, hey, we're throwing these out, and they're brand new. Do you want one? And I was like, I guess. And he's got like the most uncomfortable like mass-bought office chair. I'm like, this is sufficient. I should definitely not upgrade this. But... I don't even know what to get, because I don't want to get one of those gamer chairs, because they're so expensive.
Not really. You can go to, like, Staples and get one for, like, $100.
But then there's shit.
It's not that bad. Mine's almost lasted a year.
This is annoying. I want something with the highest quality, but I want to pay nothing for it.
Well, then just go to Staples and buy one that's on sale. That's what I do.
I'll go to Staples and just walk out with it, be like, I need to check something to see if this fits, and just run away.
Just fucking wheel it out the door.
You could. They probably.
I'm just checking to see if it works on concrete.
Or pretend I break my foot and it's like, oh, I gotta sit in this chair.
Gotta wheel me out to my car, please.
Yeah, because like, can someone wheel me out to my car? And then like they do it and they just take the chair.
And you just eat that on your roof and we're good to go.
Or let's get a truck, toss in the bed.
No, big thing. No. You need a big dick.
I have a truck.
To drive a truck.
Big dick? Oh.
Yeah. My dad. That's how you know you have a big dick, because you drive a big truck.
I don't understand the logic behind that.
What?
I understand a fast car, because, like, fast cars, you can, like, legit get a thrill out of. Because you drive a fast car, you're like, this feels cool. But you drive a big truck, you can only go, like, 40 kilometers an hour because you want anything faster.
No, some of them have pretty big engines.
Yeah, but all the power is going to nothing because, like, with all that lift kit, you lose it. It's like power loss after power loss. It's like,
no, it's
fine. Have a 500 horsepower truck, but by the time it gets to the wheels, it's like a 200 horsepower truck.
Oh, it's fine. Like, the F-150 we have for work, oh, my God, that thing is very touchy.
Yeah. I don't know.
And because you're so high off the ground, you're like, puny human. I can drive over you.
I don't like that because, like, people's mentality with the big cars is like, oh, if I get an accident, at least I'll be safe.
I mean, it's true.
Not if I get a Tesla, I'll fuck you up.
Well, depends on the Tesla.
Any Tesla.
The small one, probably not.
No, yeah, safest car in the world.
I mean, if you drive over it, I don't think it's going to help.
You can't drive over it.
Sure you can. You can drive over anything.
It'll bounce over it, but you can't drive. You can't, like, monster truck through it like a normal car. Let's look at the safety rating. It passed, like, the pole test, which is, like, a fucking ridiculous test. Because most cars, when they hit, like, a pole at, like, whatever, like, 60 or 70, instantly, like, cut open. You're cut in half, you're fucking dead.
Oh, you mean like a light pole?
Yeah. Or, like, a power line pole.
Oh.
But, like, a Tesla, it just hit it and just, like, dented the car. And I was like, how? How do you, what is the car made out of?
Probably doesn't have an engine. It's just a big metal block in the front.
It's just, like, the car's just made out of, like, titanium or some shit.
Aluminium alloy.
I don't know. I want to get a Tesla, but I also don't have $200,000.
Like, you know, it's cool.
Like, $200,000 is a bit much for a car.
I mean, the cheap ones are like $80,000.
Fuck that noise.
I know. That's
go big or go home.
I would like the Model X. That's a nice car.
I want the fastest one.
I mean, they're all pretty fast. They all have, like, the same engine, do they not?
I don't know.
It's just, like, different bodies, basically.
Yeah, but I think I want, like, the Speedster, because I definitely need just a two-seater with no engine space. Yeah. Or no, like, cargo space.
Who? Friends who? We don't have those here.
It's going to drive you? I would, but I have a Tesla and only has an extra seat.
And I'm going to put you in the trunk. No, wait, no, there's an engine in there.
There's a frunk. I'll put you in the frunk.
The frunk.
Cause, like, but it can only fit, like, one handbag, so, like...
You can fit a pizza box. Yeah. Not full, though. No,
yeah,
pizza.
Yeah, medium pizza. Medium pizza from Pepe's Pizza, $2.99.
An indie pizza from Boston Pizza.
I don't like Boston Pizza.
I mean, it's okay. It's just kind of expensive.
And it's kind of shit.
It's not that bad.
So you want some heated up lasagna?
Or do you want... Listen, all restaurants are like that.
Not all restaurants. Not like home...
Most restaurants are like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. All chain restaurants are like that.
So you don't get lasagna at a chain restaurant. It's definitely coming frozen from a bigger lasagna.
It's like, oh, this tastes like every lasagna I've had at every other chain. It's like, yeah, because they
it
get...
It probably is. It's they probably
get
the same,
it from same place.
Yeah. Like, it's... Yeah. Just like all the lettuce is the same. All yeah. the meat's the same, usually.
Bleached lettuce.
No.
Yes.
Not bleached.
Yeah, that's how you wash it, with bleach.
Oh. I mean, back when I used to work at Eastside's, when I first started working there, they actually, like, got regular lettuce, and they cut it and washed it.
Yeah.
But then Eastside Mirrors was like, this is fucking stupid, let's just buy it in bags, and stop paying yeah. someone to do that.
When I worked at Mr. Nisky's or something like that, they put, like, sanitizer, like, the, you know, like, the, how you have those, like, three soaps on the wall, with then you have, like, the sanitizer that you put in all, like, the...
Yeah, the food safe one.
They would just soak... No, it was, I don't know. Was it food safe?
It's sanitizer, so yeah.
I don't think that's safe.
I mean, you can't drink it, but, like, it's food
yeah,
safe.
Yeah, you can't drink it. You can't drink it, but you can put it in lettuce, which absorbs, like, 100% of water.
Illegal. No, that's not what happens. Plants do not absorb anything.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. So, like, I was like, that's cool. And I'm not eating lettuce from a restaurant then. Because, like, they're just going to soak that shit in bleach.
I mean, Eastside just comes in a bag, so. I mean, most restaurants, it comes in a bag.
Wait, there are no more Eastside Mario's in our area. Oh, wait, no, there's a big
there's
one.
There's two, actually, in Waterloo that are, like, two blocks away from each other.
Yeah, the
there's
the world's...
none in Kitchener and Cambridge, but there's two blocks away from each other in Waterloo.
Well, it's the world's largest Eastside Mario's.
And then the world's Asianest Eastside Mario's.
Where's the other one?
It's in the University Plaza.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah. They call that one the Asian one. I don't know why, though.
I like Eastside Mario's because they have free garlic bread and
I know,
lettuce.
It's fucking great. And the pasta?
Ooh!
I mean, it's not that good, but, like, it's cheaper than Enyo's.
I haven't been to Enyo's.
I have.
Oh, she's a lie. I have been twice.
Did your sister work there?
Yeah, she
have you not been there?
She works. I want to go there, though.
It's okay.
I like pasta. I'm addicted to pasta.
Pasta's, like, one of my favorites. Because it's, like, just wet bread.
It's good.
Sauce.
I like chicken Alfredo with, like, tortellini.
Tortellini. Chicken Alfredo.
It's a white sauce.
I know what Alfredo is.
It's a white sauce with the black dots
in it. Technically, it's like yellow sauce, but like...
Actually, It's white.
No, it's yellow.
I'm a chef here. Look at me.
Do you know the difference? Do you know what makes an Alfredo?
Yes.
What?
The semen.
No. It's actually Parmesan cheese.
Do I look like I cook to you?
Yeah. Do you know what a bechamel sauce is?
Yes, it's the besh.
No, it's white sauce. White sauce is bechamel. And then Alfredo is that.
Excuse me, I'll let you know, I worked as a dishwasher for 1 month in Moose Winooski's.
I'll let you know, I almost cooked food. I got very close. I made a concoction in the sink out of the soup and the salad.
There was one time we were closing, and I asked him to make fries, and he said, make your own fries. And then I had to make my own fries. That was my experience in the kitchen.
And I burnt them.
I burnt some of them, but they were still okay.
Very crispy, very nice.
Very, very good. I was like, when do I know they're ready? He's like, when they float. And I'm like,
that's true.
I was like, okay.
That's basically how you know everything's done in a deep fryer, when it floats.
Yeah. So now I'm a professional chef.
Oh, that's very good. Do you know how to saute anything?
Yeah, sauteing is when you cut it open.
No. That's on a pan. That's when you cook in a pan.
Yeah, man. I saute like all the things. Like,
yeah, you saute chicken?
Eggs?
No. I mean, technically, yeah. I'd say that's more like fried.
I'm good at barbecuing, but to be fair, any monkey with a spatula can barbecue.
It's true. Just spank it on there. Look, cook. Okay. Temperature, we don't do that.
I sometimes check. If it's chicken, I check it.
Yeah, that one you should probably check. I don't want salmonella.
It's like, I like my chicken raw.
I like my chicken rare.
Oh.
Mid-rare, please.
What else can I can cook if I have a recipe, which is fair.
Nah, that's not really cooking. That's baking. What? Cooking is supposed to be an art. You don't need a recipe.
You need guidelines, though.
That's true. I mean, yeah. I mean, I cook with a recipe. I'm not very creative that way.
I watched Chef Gordon Ramsay make eggs, and I was like, I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
I know. Why did he have bacon in there?
It's like, why did he do that? Oh, it looks nicer. It's like, oh, it apparently tastes better. Oh. Fuck.
You're saying just cooking them normally isn't good enough?
Apparently not, because that's what I've been doing.
I mean, I put a lot of butter in that. That makes it pretty good, actually.
I usually just put olive oil.
Ew, what the?
Because it's so I don't want to stick to the pan.
Yeah, but the butter is for flavor.
Yeah, and then you put salt.
No salt. What?
I put seasoning. I don't actually put salt. I put seasoning.
I don't like seasoning.
See, what I do with my eggs, I put them in a bowl, get like a tablespoon of cream, throw that shit in there.
Mm-hmm. Then maybe whip it?
Maybe like, add some pepper.
Okay.
And then maybe bacon bits. Bacon.
Bacon.
Bacon bites. Or whatever. And then, throw that shit in a pan, then throw in the cheese. And then that's it. That's breakfast.
I don't think I've eaten breakfast in a couple weeks. Or at least, I don't know if I've made breakfast in this house, so...
Oh, I normally try to. I've never made it in this house, but I made it in my house.
I would hope not.
I just come in when you guys are gone from work. Make breakfast.
I'm making breakfast. For breakfast, we have waffles.
I haven't had waffles in a while. I had chicken and waffles. This last time I had waffles.
I had waffles when we were at the hotel. Dude, that was fucking good, dude.
Oh, yeah. I didn't... I wouldn't even...
I know, you're all scared to make the waffles because you actually had to pour
batter. Can we stop talking about food? I'm so hungry. My dad was just starting a charcoal barbecue.
What about charcoal?
My dad made a charcoal barbecue.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah, it's a lot... And now that like, they
so
have that...
So you're
going
to get home and he's going to have like a bunch of like sausage?
Or did they go? No, again? He's making salmon and chicken.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
I like salmon once in a while.
I told him to smoke it. Because we have a smoker that we only use like two times my whole entire life.
And he was like, go to bed. I do what I want.
I do what I want. It's my house. But it's, yeah. I don't know. I like too much food. Okay, let's not talk about food. What was the thing? There was one thing I wanted to bring up, but I keep forgetting to bring it up. What is this note? What is this note?
I don't know. I can't read.
Could you imagine beating off some and someone is in the next room hanging themselves?
What?
Just 1 a.m. thoughts. No, like, this is my thought. I was like, what if you're in a hotel and you can clearly... just
hanging themselves next door?
You can, like, you know that someone's hanging themselves, but you're like, midway through, you're like, do I stop? Like, do I call... Because if they come to your room and you're just like, you're full mass, they're going to be like, what are you doing? It's like, someone's going to hang themselves. It's like, oh, are you okay?
It's just kind of fun.
I don't know why I got that thought, but...
What the fuck?
I have a lot of...
Can you delete that thought?
No. I have a lot... I should probably just go through a couple of my freaking comedy notes, because like, I have so many random freaking thoughts.
So, giraffes.
Oh, like the one time... I don't know if I told you this. I went to the dentist a couple of weeks ago, And I was like tired because I came off to work and my work, I have to wake up for 5:30 and just do bullshit all day. So I was stupid tired. Mm-hmm. Went to the dentist and I was like, she's like, oh, how you doing? I was like, oh, I'm fine. Just a little tired. She's like, well, you know what? You won't be tired if you're dead. And I was like, what?
Oh, imagine.
I was like, you're a fucking dentist. Why are you saying that?
I feel like, aren't dentists one of like the highest suicide rates of all careers?
Are they?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've heard that somewhere.
Oh my god! I was like,
she was really on the edge that day.
I was like, wow. I was like, I'm normally dark just for shits, but I was like,
this lady actually wants to end it.
Like, she's ready. She's on the verge, and I was like, don't do it. Like,
she smelled too many stinky breaths today. She's like, can you actually end it, please?
She's probably like, because I that was when I got my wisdom teeth. Just fresh out. So she's probably like, oh, I'm gonna have to clean this guy's holes. Wisdom teeth holes. And she did. They're disgusting.
Gummy bits in it?
Pardon?
Had some gummy bits in it?
I had some lunch in it. Because I like eating lunch.
So speaking of food.
Back full swing to food. Fuck food. Oh, you know what I'm addicted to lately? Hey, Chef Gordon Ramsay.
Chef Boyardee
Ramsay. No, because I don't know. I like watching Hell's Kitchen and then the Hell's Hotel.
Isn't that the one where he yells at them?
Yeah, he's
I don't like that. That makes
you donkey.
That makes me uncomfortable watching that one. I don't like watching people get yelled at.
No, is it Hell's Kitchen? No, not Hell's Kitchen. It's the one where he goes to like shitty restaurants and then
Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that one.
He goes to like hotels. He's like, you guys are shit at cooking. And they're like, we're not shit.
And then like going to the kitchen, there's just mold everywhere.
Yeah, it's like we're great at cooking. Our food's 10 out of 10. And he's like.
And watches them pick up a chicken breast off the floor.
Well, the thing that blows me, literally, is when like they know Chef Gordon Ramsay is there and they don't try to step up their game.
And
like,
they still be shit.
I triple check my food. I'm like, okay, is it good? Like, because you got time. You're like, oh, all right, I just cooked it. So like, it's nice and tasty. Like enough of the seasoning.
He's usually like crisp. One of the only people in the restaurant as well.
Yeah, that's a thing. And you know, it's like, all right, chef. This one's for Chef Gordon Ramsay. He's like, I'm just gonna give him the normal chef special. And they just like give him like a piece of shit fish, like or like fish and chips, and like the batter will be completely flying off the fish. And he's like. The chef's like, are you fucked?
Or something that's just not even cooked. It's like, yeah, I know I could check that, but like, yeah, we're in a rush. Get it out.
So he goes, yeah, we gotta get this out. I like the one chef that, like, he was, like, hammered. The chef's like, are you fucking drunk? And he's like, I had a couple of beers when I'm cooking my food. Don't pull my leg. And the chef's like, yeah, fucked.
Just let me do what I want.
It's my restaurant. I run this. And, like, all his food was, like, burnt. And, like, it's going to be better if I have a couple of beers. And it's just like all this food is just like shit.
It's better for me.
It's like I'm pretty sure you just want one excuse to drink and think you can do your job. Can't blame them. Well, you can when you're like for me, it's like if I was hammered at work and all the computers that we're fixing were like 10 times worse, I'd be like, this is just not effective.
Oh, you're saying I'm drunk, so if I plug it in backwards and just break all the prongs off, yeah, it's good. But like, if it's.
I was wondering if I could probably go to work. Oh, no, I can't go to work drunk, because when I'm drunk, I sometimes will speak my mind. And my manager's like, hey, do this. I'm like, shut up, bitch. And I'm like, wait, this is a work environment.
Or your inner liberal comes out.
Yeah, I'll be like, please, don't build that wall.
Please don't oppress me.
Don't oppress me. Don't oppress my fellow brethren. And for some reason, I have ferocity towards the police that protect me, because even though I dislike them, I don't know where I was going with that.
Even though I've had no run-ins with the police, I don't like them.
They pulled me over once when I was going 2 times over double the speed limit.
And they pulled me over within reason.
And then they let me off with a warning instead of pulling my car and getting rid of...
And putting me in jail for the night.
Yeah. Fuck the police. Like every time I'm near a group of like white people, this is the car scene. So I'm like in a parking lot, cops will pull up. Be like, fuck the police. It's like, bro, it's like if someone breaks in your house, who the fuck are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
It's like, no one fucking else. It's like, that's the thing. It's like people are always like, fuck the police, but it's like literally like,
but like also what other option is there?
It's like, well, you can get a gun yourself, fight the guy, stop being such a pussy,
and then also get arrested because we don't have laws to protect home invasion.
Exactly.
In Canada, so
you don't shoot them, you just be like, hey,
I have a gun, I could shoot you. Like, but then they're like, oh, I also have a gun, and I'm already doing illegal things, so die.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's like if you had a gun, and the guy was breaking your house with a gun, and you shot him, They're probably, it will be like a long court process, but I feel like it'd be justified.
Yeah, you'll probably get acquitted, but like it's not like you're initially justified, because they could be like, oh, well, that could have been your cousin, and you just shot your cousin who was sleeping over.
It's like, well, I wish it was.
I hate Jimmy.
Jimmy stole my Xbox.
He says, my turn. Mom says, my turn on the Xbox. So I shot him.
Oh, that's so weird how, like, if someone breaks into your house, you're not allowed to shooting them.
I mean, most people don't have guns in Canada, so it's not like it comes up that often.
I think, isn't it, Canada has more guns per cap per person than anywhere else in the world? Or not anywhere else in the world, but, like, in North America.
What about America?
No, but America has a lot more people.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like they still just have more guns, period.
No, it's more guns. It's guns per capita. Because we have what, 20 million people?
Good question.
I think we have, like, I don't know. Okay, Google, how many people live in Canada?
The population of Canada was 37.06 million in 2018.
Yeah, so we have, like almost 40 million, where the States has, like, over 300 million.
Do they? Yeah. Oh, is it really that much?
Yeah. Okay, Google, what's the population of America?
The population of United States was 327.2 million in 2018.
Yeah.
Wow, so, no wonder that's a horrible place to live.
Yeah, so that's why everyone's like, oh, why, there's more gun violence. Like, yeah, there's like literally like...
There's more people.
There's a lot more people than people realize. I'm like, there's so much gun violence. It's like, no, when you condense like fucking... Like, look at New York. There's like, in Manhattan, there's like, what, a couple million people living on the island the size of fucking, I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know how people can live there. Like, I'm thinking like Toronto's congested and then yeah. That's like everywhere in America.
Yeah, so that's why I think Canada has more guns. I don't. It might have changed.
I don't know.
But I think Canada has more guns per capita. But there are also like
we
more
just
like
don't hear about it as
like
much.
Hunting
also,
guns.
Yeah, like we don't. It's not like everyone has like a handgun. It's like no. People are like go hunting more.
Yeah, like my parents both have rifles, probably. Shotguns.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
But it's just like they don't go hunting that often.
And also, they don't just have them in their bedrooms.
No, we have a gun safe. My dad bought a crossbow though.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, I don't know what he's gonna kill with it though.
Probably Leia.
No, there was a guy.
You've got my last nerve.
No, there was a guy that like what was it, a year ago, 2 years ago, that got killed by a crossbow, by
oh
our
God.
Club.
Was it by our club?
Yeah, it was.
Wait,
a
which
union.
Like the Alpine Club or like?
Yeah, it was on Union or just off Union or something.
Oh shit! I mean, that is kind of a backwards place. I wouldn't be walking around there.
Yeah, a lot of people there are riding the DUI scooters. And if you don't want a DUI scooter, it's those electric scooters you get after you get a DUI.
Wait, what?
Like you know those people that are riding those electric scooters on the side of the highway?
Mm-hmm.
Most of them part, it's usually because they have a DUI. Oh. Because it's the only vehicle you can actually drive after you get a DUI.
Oh, shit. Wait, so what did that one guy have? Because when we were at Chuck's Roadhouse yesterday, some guy was literally wearing like a house arrest like ankle bracelet.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Like, what the fuck was that?
Like, I don't know. I don't know how you get those. And like, I don't know what crime would be like... All right, we're putting you under house arrest, but you can leave.
But you can leave for, like, to go to Chuck's Roadhouse for some
beers. Yeah, you go to Chuck's
beer,
Roadhouse for
get
a couple
some beers.
Brews. I actually wonder what he did. Like, can't be murder, because murder, he'd be in jail, and then that's it.
It must have been, like, home invasion or something.
Maybe. Or maybe it's a restraining order on someone.
Oh, well, maybe. And I don't know how it would keep them away, though.
It would
or
just
maybe
be,
it's from someone's house.
It would
yeah.
just be like, if he gets near this house,
yeah.
Send police to this location.
Maybe. Oh, that would suck. Haven't had that on all the time. Oh.
Well, it makes sense if you're a terrible person.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure...
I mean, you could also just have a crazy ex-girlfriend.
Well, I don't know.
Actually, yeah, you probably wouldn't be able to get a restraining order for nothing.
Yeah, it's usually there's probable cause. Especially if they get to the, if they go to the extent of putting a...
putting on an ankle bracelet.
Yeah. It's like, we don't have enough evidence because your girlfriend said you're an asshole.
So,
but we're going to put an ankle bracelet
and
in
and restrained your home for a while?
Yeah. I don't understand house arrest. How's that really, like...
How's that really help?
How's that really, like, a punishment? It's like, all right, we're constricting you to your house for unreasonable amounts of time, so now you're going to have to order in food all the time and watch TV and Netflix as much as you want and not have to go to work. It's like, oh, God, you got me. You got me.
I was going to say, how would work?
I don't think... Well, you're a convict now, so you don't have a job. Mm. So you just better pray that you have, like, rich parents or something.
Which they probably
But
don't.
Most people under house arrest probably have, like, some form of, like, rich parents or something.
You think?
Well, you'd have to.
It's a bunch of child... Or a bunch of, like, degenerates from rich families.
Well, because, like, how else would it work? Because you'd have to have someone giving you income. I wonder if they can go under welfare.
Probably, actually, yeah.
Yeah, then that wouldn't be too bad.
Unless you had kids, and that'd be horrible.
Yeah, oh, I fucking shoot the kids. Well, then you get...
No!
Then you'd be going right to jail. No, I think house arrest would be pretty fun.
No. No, no.
For first... Okay,
for
no.
The first day.
For the first week... Actually, no, I would actually go batshit crazy.
I would definitely go back.
But it'd be better than jail.
Yeah, probably.
Honestly. Not probably, because there's less rape.
Oh, yeah, can't say that word. Yeah, you're right.
Can't say that word. It's a bad word.
Rape.
No. And, like, you can use your own bed and shower and walk around naked and not worry about...
Yummy.
Not worry about people just...
Chopping your dick off.
Yeah. Or stabbing
dropping
you.
Dropping the soap.
Stabbing you repeatedly with a shank.
Yeah.
That's my pee-pee. So, I don't know. I could probably do, like, a week or two of house arrest.
Mm-hmm. Is that your mom texting you to come home for dinner?
Almost.
We've been going over an hour. We could probably end it.
You can fucking end it.
Okay, well, this has been the Vorse Podcast.
This has been... The Vorse Podcast. Thank you for listening. Join in next week when we talk about...
abortion again.
No, we've forgotten that. We're better than that. We've learned whatever ideology you agree with, that's what we agree with, too.
Except Scientology.
And we agree with Scientology.
Nope. Scratch that.
I want to visit Tom Cruise one day. So I agree with that. If he's still a Scientologist. If not, I don't agree with it.
Okay.
This is a little very long exit.
Your mom.
I'm in my mom's car.
Okay, my name's Jeff. Bye.
See you later.